Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mastering the Menopause Transition Summit. I am still your host, Dr. Sharon Stills. Beautiful to see you all. I hope you're excited for another great chat where we can learn and grow together to give you more tools in your toolbox for mastering your hormonal journey wherever you may be in that process. And my guest with me today is Dr. Paul Ling Tai. He has a whole list of credentials from being a anti-aging regenerative medicine physician. He's a DPM, double board certified surgeon. He's lectured for the A4M. He does all sorts of great things, and he's stopping by today, taking some time out of his busy schedule to be with us and share his knowledge and interest about how he sees menopause. So welcome to the summit. It's really nice to have you here.
Well, thank you, Dr. Still. I really appreciate it. And I'm just honored to be here, and we are going to have a great time.
We are. So I guess the first thing I'm curious, I know you had mentioned that you're a podiatrist and you used to do foot and ankle surgery and healthcare. And so I'm just curious, how did you go from that life to being involved with natural medicine and women's menopause? I would love for you to tell us your story.
Oh, wonderful. I was definitely one of the most lucky person in the world because I came here with nothing. I came here at 16 years of age. My family lives in Brazil. And at 16 years of age, my mother sent me away with $100 in my pocket. And basically, she just didn't want to see me anymore. She just said, we'll call you, don't call us. And so I came to America by myself. And I was very, very lucky to become a surgeon, double board certified. And I was lucky to have the Americans ingrace me and help me to build one of the top five most successful surgical practices in the country. So I had an extraordinarily large practice, 120 patients a day, 30 nurses, half of the hospital was dedicated to Dr. Tai. So I was very, very lucky to have been successful in America, but that's why we come to America, because this is the land of the free and of the brave.
You made good use of that $100.
Well, I actually gave my mother a round trip ticket when I became a surgeon, and I actually invited her to come, and I put in the United Airlines round trip ticket, I put a small yellow sticker and with my note saying, Mom, come and see what happened to your $100.
Oh, I love that. So how did you go from this huge surgical mecca to focusing on women's health and menopause?
Well, it is also, I'm a very mother-centered person because she is the one that taught me. She is a natural medical doctor, an acupuncturist, and she always wanted to teach me. Even when I was little, she would say, eat this celery, it's good for your blood pressure. Eat this sea cucumber because it's good for your skin. You know, so she taught me what to eat and all of the natural things. So I became enamored with that. And even though I was very successful as a surgeon, I sat on a board of licensing. I was at the hospital teaching board certified surgeons how to become board certified. Even though I was very successful in doing all of those things, I wanted to come back to where my mother was teaching me. And that is using plant-based supplements in order to take care of our health. And that's the company that I created in this last 25 years.
Wow. So you've been at this a while.
I've been at this for a little bit. I have been board certified in both the nutrition as well as anti-aging. And I have taught at six universities all over the world.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have a feeling you're a lot older than you look.
Well, actually, I am very old. I'm 75 years old.
Wow.
Yes. I am very excited about reaching this age because, you know, everyone in my family didn't make it. My father dead at 40. My brother, the oldest brother, beautiful looking man, very interesting, very charming, dead at 43.
Oh my goodness. My mother,
after two open heart surgeries, dead from having diabetes. My other brother, he's only 36 years old, and he had an open heart surgery. So I had to actually fly back to Brazil and hold his hand in the operating room because he was afraid to die on the table.
Wow.
So I was never really, Dr. Still, I was never meant to have reached 75 because everybody in my family are dead in the 40s. So I have a very poor genetic, I'm sorry to say, but I am very grateful to God that I am healthy and I'm 75 and I don't use one single prescription.
I too have a similar story with a lot of early deaths in my family, but I'm not 75 yet. So I'm going to hope I look like you at 75 because you look about 40.
Well, you look gorgeous. So I want to be like you.
All right. We're just going to keep crushing on each other. So that's an amazing story. That is fantastic. So tell me, menopause, what do you want the ladies listening to know? What are your thoughts on menopause?
Well, it's a huge, big area. It is one of the most important events in a woman's life because we have, in America alone, we have 70 million menopausal women. Can you imagine? That is every minute, three more women join us, okay? So we are a very important segment. It is a segment that it is the same body of a woman that had a childbearing age, but now at 50 and above, she is going through a changing life that literally removes and loses most of the healthy God-given hormones that she actually uses in order to stay beautiful, stay charming, stay positive, stay under control. And all of that slowly, it starts to wane and disappear. So we help women to actually build the body back up and literally create an anti-aging from the inside and from the outside.
So tell me some details. Tell me about what your anti-aging, what do you include in that? Because well, we all want to look like you.
What happens, Dr. Still, is so absolutely phenomenal because what happens is that we have hormones that made us tall. We have hormones that gave us beautiful hair. We have hormones that gave us the curvature. All of this that a woman enjoys in life, all that she is proud of, she will start to see it go away and lose little by little because she is losing the estrogen, the progesterone, the DHEA. These are the hormones that God gave her in order to look dashing. And now that we are losing all of that, she's starting to have symptoms, problems, you know, with hot flashes, with night sweats, with mood swings, with insomnia, all of these different depression. And we see women very often. She will say to me, my children are grown up. I was successful in raising them and putting them through college. My husband loves me and he is a wonderful man, but why am I so depressed? Why am I crying every night? And why am I losing the vitality, the energy that I used to have? Why am I feeling so anxious. So a woman loses just about all her virtues, all her qualities, to the point where she cannot even have any sexual activity with her husband, not because she doesn't love him. She loves him, but it hurts and it's dry and it's changed. So we have a very important message, and that is to turn all of this around, because none of this is necessary. All of it is for nothing. We can help you to become young, gorgeous, beautiful, and enjoy life to its fullest.
So what are some of the things, because I know everyone's going, okay, so what do you, like, what would you say for the women listening? What are the things you do for them? What are some home tips? What are some things they can do? Because I know a lot of women listening can relate to that. They feel
okay,
just
so like the first thing that, so Dr. Steele, the first thing that we do, which is so exciting, is that we can do a very simple test. We call this the saliva test. And it is something so simple. You can do it at home. It doesn't require, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't require, you know, this nurse coming with this long needle to stick it up your arm. Oh my gosh, I mean, that's scary. So all we have to do is give you some small tubes, five of them. And all you do is every 3 hours you spit. And Dr. Steele, this is wonderful because we can tell immediately which hormones are deficient, because what happens with nature, what happens to our body, both men and women, is that every 10 years, we lose approximately 15% of our natural hormones. And that is all the hormones that it gives you brain power, all the hormones that helps you to go to sleep, all the hormones that give you beautiful skin, beautiful hair, beautiful body. If you lose those hormones, then you start to become osteoporosis, then you start to become wrinkled, then you start to become, actually, your breast sags, your libido goes down. So what we want to do is we want to replace it. When we know exactly which hormone is out of balance, and all we have to do is run the salivary test, and we can tell you how to put it back and replenish it just like you were before.
So are you looking at just sex hormones? Are you looking at cortisol levels? What hormones do you like to look at?
Very good, Dr. Steele. You obviously know a lot about this, because that is correct. We look at the cortisol level because we want to make sure that we control and balance the adrenal. This is why menopausal women gain so much weight. They gain weight, and most women will say, oh my goodness, from the time that I was 20 to now that I am 40, they must have gained 25, 30, 40, 50 pounds. And all of that is because of insulin insensitivity, resistance, with all of that, because the hormones that you lost, the hormones that you used to have, it's no longer there. And because of that, it literally lowered your thyroid. You see, thyroid receptors are in the ovary, and the ovarian receptors are in thyroid. So what we have essentially is, when you lose your estrogens from your menopause and progesterone, you will lose the ability to control your weight and your metabolism.
Right. We haven't really talked much about thyroid yet. So that is a really important, we always think of hormones, and we have had a talk, if you haven't listened, we had a great talk on the adrenals with Dr. Deb Matthews, and we've talked about exercise with Deborah Atkinson. So if weight is an issue, you want to make sure you're checking out some of the other talks we've had. But the thyroid is really important, and we do tend to see a predominance of the thyroid slowing down as women are going through the hormonal changes.
Very good. That is absolutely in line with what I teach. And I have written 16 textbooks. So I have addressed the thyroid, and we work with the thyroid, and we don't need exercise. We don't need all of these, you know, hunger strikes. We don't need to go without food. We eat until we are absolutely full. We gain the strength, we gain muscle, but we lose the fat. What we do, and I have published it in several medical journals of Bariatrician, which is the journal for fat doctors, I have published double-blind studies with crossovers to show that we can help menopausal women to lose weight without having to do all of these extraneous things.
And is that, are you replacing thyroid hormone, or what are you doing to help them lose weight?
Well, this is the beauty. We balance the estrogen and the progesterone, the DHEA, we balance the hormone, but in the same time, we are able to help to increase the metabolic rate so that they sleep better, they are stronger, they have more energy, and they feel great. So therefore, they are able to do more, they are more active, and they eat a very clean, powerful diet that actually gives them all the food that they can possibly. Matter of fact, I sometimes have to tell them, yes, you have to snack. And they go like, but I want to lose weight. I say, yes, you're going to lose weight if you snack. And we give them two snacks a day, you know, in some of these cases. And we have a special diet and a special protocol where we use a increasing and balancing the biohormones of the body. Very, very exciting.
So I want to talk a little bit about the thyroid, because I think that's really important. I think a lot of women are told that their thyroids are fine when they aren't. I've been in practice over 20 years, and I can't even count how many times this has happened where a woman comes in and she is the textbook of sluggish thyroid. And she's been told by her primary care that her thyroid is fine. And that's because they've only ran a TSH level on her. So do you want to talk a little bit about diagnosing the thyroid and what markers to run?
Absolutely. So the first part about it is never to do what everybody else does, because the mainstream doctors, they are lazy. Oftentimes they don't know. And so they only run TSH. And TSH is thyroid stimulating hormone. It's not even produced by the thyroid. So thyroid TSH is produced by the pituitary and in the hypothalamus. And what we want to make sure is that we are checking the actual activity of the thyroid. So we run TSH, but we run T4, we run T3, we run TPO to check for Hashimoto. We run reverse T3 sometime. So we check for all of these things. But most importantly is that don't make the mistakes that most of the doctors do. And these are doctors that are not specialists in the area that you and I are. So what they do is that they see that the thyroid level in your blood is just barely inside the within normal range. And they will say, you are normal. They don't care that your hair is falling off. They don't care that you are gaining weight. They don't care that you are having all sorts of wrinkles. They don't care that your brain is not functioning. They don't care that you are cold. But what they see is that just they look at only the blood test. And I will say that the blood test for a thyroid will lie a lot if you are on the bottom quartile. So you must be on the top two quartiles in order for you to have a thyroid that is functioning. And I will tell you, Dr. Steele, that we have been watching and we survey the market, and we see that up to 80% of the women have hypothyroid type 2. That means they have a resistance in the thyroid receptor, and they have just minimally adequate thyroid hormone. And that is not acceptable. So we change that, we balance it, and voila, they lose their weight.
A lot of good points there. I just want to reflect back. So when you are looking to have your thyroid run, it's important to have the TSH, to have a free T3 and a free T4. And the free is very important because you want to know what's free and available at your receptor sites. You mentioned the thyroid peroxidase antibodies. There's also thyroglobulin antibodies. These are important to know if your thyroid condition is mediated by an autoimmune issue where it's actually your immune system, and the treatment becomes very different when you have an autoimmune issue. I love that you mentioned reverse T3. That's one that a lot of people miss. And so I would love for you to just expand two things about what reverse T3 is first. And then you talked about the thyroid receptors, and I think that's such an important thing. How can the women listening know if it's a thyroid issue or if they are producing enough, but there's a problem at the receptor site?
Well, what we do with cleaning the losing the weight is to clean the receptor site, because both the insulin resistance as well as thyroid receptor resistance is coming from the overweight and the problem. So what we want to make sure is that you are not being lied to and that your body is actually making the right decisions. Because when you have a T3 that is free, and most doctors run a total T3 or T4, and they don't know which one is free, which is available to use, and which one is already finished using. In other words, you don't want to buy a set of batteries that are already worn out. I mean, you want to buy fresh batteries. So what we want to do is make sure that we balance the thyroid, that we actually bring the thyroid to the upper quartile, and then we start to clean your receptors. This is the key. We have specialized secrets on how to clean the receptors of the thyroid as well as with the diabetes, in order so that you can function with clean receptors so that you utilize everything that your body has.
Can you share a secret on how to clean the receptor? Is there anything the women watching can do at home, or what should they be asking their doctors for to help clean out their receptors?
What we do essentially is that we actually work with all of the different components of the metabolism for thyroid. So we are talking about making sure that you have the iodine and iodide, because thyroid has four iodides. And if you don't have adequate, and most Americans don't eat a clean, balanced diet, so that there is not adequate amount of iodine and iodide. That is why our cancer rate is much higher. That is why our natural apoptosis of the cells are not available to utilize the iodide. And that's also why we don't have enough thyroid production. And that's why we have cysts in the thyroid, we have enlargement, we have goiters. And that's because in our American diet, we don't eat enough iodine and iodide. You see, we Chinese, we are terrible. We don't eat potato chips when we're watching TV. We eat seaweed. That is weird. That is so weird. And you don't want to be Chinese, because that is a horrible thing to do, to eat seaweed for fun. But you can take some drops, which we make it special. And one of the things that I want to share with you, Dr. Still, is this. This is the secret. And most people don't know that iodine and iodide must be transported inside the cell in order for the cells to utilize and create the thyroid. So it needs to be organic. Inorganic iodine and iodide cannot actively be transported through the membrane. So when you give iodine and iodide that is organic, and we make it with natural extracts from the plant of the ocean, but we actually make it together. The secret of making it is to put together with the fulvic acid, the humic acid, and these are the organic Organifi the iodine so that you can utilize 100%, and then you have the selenium that will actually help to use the enzyme to change from the thyroid with 4 iodine, which is the T4, to change it to an active T3. Because the body only makes 80% of the T4, but the T4 is not active. So we need the selenium. We need the selenoid and the selenium, the iodinase, in order to actually transform that useless T4 into a useful T3 that will literally make your body gorgeous and your skin absolutely vibrant.
I love that you brought up iodine. And so we're not getting our iodine from salt, from table salt, which is where a lot of people think they're getting it. And it is, it's something I test on all my female patients. I do pre and post iodine loading urinary excretion test to see if you actually, because it can be misleading if you're just looking at a level in the serum or something. And so you want to see what your body does, and will it excrete the iodine you take, or does it hold on to it? And do you need to be supplementing? And it's such an important thing for, like you said, prevention of cancer. And if you have cysts and things of that nature, and absolutely supporting the thyroid.
Beautiful. Well said, Dr. Steele. Very well said.
What about, you mentioned reverse T3. So what can you tell us about reverse T3?
Well, what I can share with you about reverse T3 is that it is the great imposter. It is horrible, because reverse T3 is even worse than not having T3. Because what reverse T3 does is that it's missing an iodine in the wrong place. It's missing an iodine on the inner ring instead of the outer ring. And so that T3, even though it's a T3, and even though the receptors in your body wants to grab it and wants to hold on to it, it does nothing for you. It's a dud. You know, it's kind of like, you know, getting this imposter to come to your home and say that he's a great cook, but he can't cook. So what we love to do is that the reverse T3 sits on the receptor and actually takes the space, but it doesn't do the work. So reverse T3 is the really bad guy. And we want to make sure that we do not have this problem, because women don't understand why is it that they are not losing their weight.
Exactly. And I mean, there's so many, as you mentioned, whether it's your hair falling out or your skin being dry or your brain being foggy or being constipated or cold all the time or muscle aches. I mean, there is such a laundry list of issues with an underactive thyroid. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's why it's so important to run the full panel to really understand why you're not having thyroid activity. It could be if your antibodies are elevated, it's an autoimmune issue. If you're not converting T4 to T3, it's an underconversion. If you have high reverse T3, giving more thyroid is not going to do anything. It's going to build more reverse T3. So you have to get to the underlying issues of stress, infection, whatever is going on that the body is creating reverse T3. So that's super, super important. I'm glad you brought all those things up. So I'd love to hear you talk about progesterone and estrogen and testosterone and DHEA. What do you have to share about those?
Oh, it's wonderful, because I tell you, it is so exciting. When you lose the estrogen and the progesterone, then you lose the functions that God gave you. God gave us progesterone because it holds on to our osteoblastic activity and osteoclastic activity. So when we don't have enough progesterone, we start to lose the very nature of who we are. We lose the minerals, we lose the bone, and we don't have the estrogen in order to help us, to protect us from heart disease, protect us from stroke. You see, most women don't know that the prevention aspect of menopause for balancing the hormone it's so important for you to live a longer life. And you and I are passionate about helping women to live a longer, more beautiful life so that when we look out and we see our patients coming in 50 years and above, they look normal, but they are not. They are riddled with osteoporosis. They are riddled with the new heart disease that they didn't used to have. You see, when you were in your 20s, women doesn't die from heart attack. But as soon as you get to be 45, 50, 55, women start dropping like flies from heart attack. Why is that? It's because estrogen protects the heart. It's because these biohormones, these natural hormones that God gave us, is the ones that prevent all of these horrible, fatal diseases.
Exactly. We're big fans of hormones around here. So anti-aging, or aging gracefully. I know you've written a book on that. What are, if you had to give the ladies listening your top couple of tips that they should be doing to slow down the aging process, reverse the aging process, make the aging process an enjoyable experience, what would those top tips be?
Well, we are looking basically at our foundation. We are not looking at a woman from just the how her looks, but we are looking through. We are making sure that she doesn't have the diseases that it's caused, that's going to cause her problem. So what we want to do is that we have created a brand new plant. It's a phytoestrogen that is called Myrostriol. This is a Poraria. It has come from Asia. It comes from China. It is a secret in America, but we have been using this for over 25 years because we, in China, we eat Poraria mirifica every day for salad. It's a salad. It's a potato that we actually, it's a vegetable. And so this little potato will help you to return your Myrostriol, which will return your estrogen and will return your progesterone. So we will actually help you through just a simple 1 minute cream that you put it on. And remember, don't put it in your mouth, because if you put it in your mouth, you go through the liver. Everything we put in our mouth must go through the liver. And when we go through the liver, it becomes a problem, because the liver will try to spend all night, all day trying to neutralize it. So what we want to do is that we want to use a cream so that it bypasses the liver. The cream is made of a special technology that is with using this Poraria mirifica, using this potato that actually gives you the identical, it is the beauty of doing this is that they are bioidentical. They are what our body is accustomed to. They are not synthetic. They are not crazy toxic. They are not things that your body hasn't seen. These are things that the body already knows they are there. So we can replenish it. We can make perfect balance, and we can help you to reestablish all of the wonderful qualities that you have lost because you have started the menopause period.
So is there a common name for Poraria mirifica?
Yes. The common name is Poraria, okay?
Okay.
Yes. But I am just sharing with you because we make everything from concentrate of the extract of Poraria, and we have Myrostriol, we have for hot flashes. We can stop hot flash. We can stop night sweats. We can help you to really reestablish the power of the ovary, the power of your own manufacture into making identical, bioidentical hormones that what your receptors are accustomed to. No chemicals.
So what would you recommend diet-wise for the ladies listening? What would you recommend? Do you have diet tips that they can?
Well, we have to start from the beginning. And the beginning is the worst problem in America is sugar. We are sugar-centric society. You know, the Chinese, we don't eat sugar. We eat very little sugar. If you ever seen a pastry or a bakery in Chinatown, oh my goodness, Dr. Stills, the bakery is gorgeous. It is to die for. You look at it and you go, oh my gosh, there's the most beautiful cake I have ever seen. But then you try to taste it and it tastes blah. And the reason it tastes blah is because it doesn't have very much sugar. Mm. Europe doesn't use sugar very much, even though they eat a lot of pastry. But Americans, we love sugar. We love donut. The sweeter, the better. And that is the biggest problem. So if I can share with Americans, the very first tip that is for us to share with is drop the sugar.
Do you have any tips for women who want to drop the sugar, but they crave it and it's hard to drop the sugar?
Yes. And craving the sugar is just like being an addict.
Yes.
It's just like being an addict. Okay. And when you go through detox of addiction of codeine, opium, you know, cocaine, whatever it is, you are going to go through certain small period of hardship. And that is normal. But we can help you to keep that at the minimum. So 2 to 3 weeks at the very most, be able to get rid of the problems of the detox, of the addiction. And once 3 weeks pass, you are going to feel great. You're going to feel like your energy level is back again. You're going to feel control and you're going to see the fat melt and literally wash away from your body. This is our program. We wash the fat. We melt the fat and we give you, and I published all of this. I patented, I have over 14 patents in these areas. So I actually help women to wash the fat and literally drink a vitamin with mineral, and that all the fat washes out from that. And you literally see the body melting the fat away.
Well, that sounds good.
Yes, but you know, I want you to see something. I'm going to stand up here. I want you to see something, okay? I have a 28-inch waist. I am 5'11". I weigh 138 pounds. I will tell you that I used to be over 200 pounds. And my belly was 40 inches.
Wow.
I never used to want to buy shoes. My mother used to give me shoes and she only buy one pair per year so that I had no shoes. But you know why I didn't care? Because I used to always say, who wants to buy something that you cannot even see? And my belly was so big that I couldn't see my shoes. And therefore, I didn't want pretty shoes. But I got rid of my 40-inch belly. I am now 28-inch. I have less than 10% body fat. I just want you to know that I
did. Are you going to show us your shoes?
What?
Are you going to show us your shoes?
No, my shoes. I'm going to show you my ugly shoes.
Oh, I like those. Those are nice shoes.
We are just kidding, but I want you to know that my family went through this same thing. My staff, my family, my daughters, and we literally have made sure that we stay within this format of eating properly and stay so that your metabolism is always strong and your metabolism is always going to be there to give you energy, to give you brain, to give you heart, to give you lower cholesterol and all of the healthy things that God meant for you to have.
Well, and I want to say, if anyone's thinking, Well, he's a guy. I just want to remind you that men go through something similar to menopause. They go through something called andropause, where their androgens and their more dominant hormones start to decline. So you're looking pretty dang good.
Well, we share the same passion. And I love to, at some point in the future, talk with you about weight loss specifically. I'd love to talk with you and share with our audience about andropause, because it is so sad to see all of those problems that can be reversed, all of those problems that can be prevented with just a few supplements every day. And taking care of it and having that knowledge will keep you in good stead, so that you will stay stronger, so that you will look younger, and most importantly, you live longer.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's important for everyone listening to remember, as you're going through and mastering your menopause transition, you want to make sure you're getting your husband, if you have one, or your partner, or your boyfriend, or any family member, that you want them to also know that there's help for them as men, so that you can all grow old, healthy, and age gracefully. It's no fun if you're doing it and no one else is coming with you. So you are
so good.
You are such an inspiration. Such an
so
inspiration.
So good, Dr. Stills. So good.
So I know you have a free gift for the listeners.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning. I have a free gift. One of my books, it's called Woman's Anti-Aging Manual. And this is a bestseller. It is a $90 book. It is a hard book and bound. And it is, most importantly, it is in color.
Ooh.
It is in color. And it covers everything for a woman, from exercise to testing to self-evaluation to menopause to perimenopause to osteoporosis, how to reverse it, how to stop insomnia. Everything is in here, and I'm going to share that with all your listeners with a free ebook for those of you who want it.
Well, thank you. That looks wonderful. I can't wait to get my copy.
Thank you. I
just want to thank you for being here. Your energy is infectious. So we talked about a lot of important things today. And I hope that everyone listening takes with them this zest for life, knowing that if you're carrying too much weight, there are options, there are things out there that you can drink and melt away the fat. Like, how cool is that? So I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the work you're doing out in the world and all the thousands of women you are helping to master their own menopause transition. So thanks for being here, everyone, and having this fun conversation. And we'll be back soon with another chat. See you then.
Thank you, Dr. Stills. You're wonderful.
You are so welcome.